v'nishloach sfarim biyad haratzim el komedinos hamelech. And books were sent, or scrolls were sent, in the hands of the ratzim, those who were running to all the different city-states of the king. Lehashmid. Lehashmid literally means to annihilate. In modern Hebrew, or in colloquial Hebrew, the word shmad refers to pushing a Jew off of the religion. A Jew who converts to Christianity is called a meshumad. Lehashmid, laharog, ulaabed. Lehashmid, laharog, to kill, ulaabed, and to make lost. Eskol Yehudim, all the Jews, minar va'ad zaken, from young till old, taf v'nashim, children and women, v'yom echad, in a single day, v'shlosha asar l'chodesh neim asar, on the 13th day of the 12th month, v'chodesh Adar, which is the month of Adar, u'shlalam lavoz, and all of their possessions are to be plundered, stolen, taken by the enemies of the Jews. The enemies of the Jews are to go on this day to do four things: lahashmid, laharog, leabeid, and lavuz et shlalam. Four things: to annihilate, to kill out, to make lost, and to steal their wealth. The Gaon of Vilna explains why there were four things that Haman decreed. A human being has four parts. He has the highest level of his soul, called the neshama. Then there's another level of the soul called ruach. There's another level of the soul called nefesh. The nefesh is attached to the body. And then he has the things that he owns, the things that he possesses. And this is a person's soul. A human soul finds its expression in these four things. It finds its expression in his mind through thought. The thoughts of a person is the neshama part of the human soul. The feelings of a person is the ruach part of the human soul. The actions of a person are the nefesh part of the human soul. And then a human soul extends beyond its body into the items that a person owns. Your computer has a little bit of your soul in it. Your kiddush cup has a little bit of your soul in it. That's why there is an idea that certain very righteous people, they would actually use a kiddush cup of a righteous person, and they would feel different when they would use that kiddush cup. When they'd wear a tallis or the tefillin of a righteous, pious person, they'd feel different. Because a little bit of that person's soul is in this object, which is his. Haman wanted to wipe out the entire Jewish soul. That's why he says, first of all, lahashmid. Lahashmid is from the term shmad, annihilation. Get rid of Torah. If there's no Torah, a person becomes something else. Lahashmid, to get rid of Torah. That corresponds to the neshama. Laharog, to kill. That corresponds to wiping out Jewish emotions, to wipe out the Jewish ruach. Le'abed is to wipe out even the Jewish bodies. Shlalam lavoz, to take all of their booty, to plunder their wealth, that refers to taking all of their wealth. So that there'll be nothing left of the Jew, not his body, not his religion, not his life, and not even his possessions. No one will remember the Jewish people. Haman lost. Says the Gaon of Vilna, that's why on Purim we have four mitzvot. We read the Megillah, which is another part of the Torah. It's an added part of the Torah. He wanted to destroy our neshamos. We have more neshama. He wanted to destroy our emotions, to kill them. That's why we have happiness. Happiness is an emotion. That's why we drink on Purim. I'm sorry, that's why we have happiness, which is the mishloach manot, the gifts to each other. He wanted to wipe out the bodies. That's why we drink wine, because wine strengthens the body and weakens the mind. He wanted to have our wealth plundered, and therefore we give our wealth to the poor. He wanted to steal it, we give it to the poor. Haman wanted to wipe every vestige of the Jew away. And on Purim, we celebrate the fact that he didn't succeed, and on the contrary, we succeeded.